I want you to picture something in your mind. I want you to picture Jesus. He's on a cross. And he's being tortured for your sins and mine. And mind you, he's innocent. And he dies. But then on the third day, he's risen. And he begins to show himself to his disciples. He showed up two times to his disciples. And of course, they was excited. But I want to read a passage of scripture pertaining to that. I want to look at John chapter 21. Now, I was trying to fake it. I'll tell you what I did. I tried to print because my eyes is getting a little bit bad. So this Bible is really little to words. So I tried to print it on this paper, and I thought I was printing it big enough, but not. So in all humility, I'm going to use these tonight. Lord, ain't no joke. Well, it says this. John chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way, he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Now Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we're going with you also. So they went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then, as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. And I want to stop right there. Now, oftentimes when we read that passage, if you're anything like me, the first thing that catches my attention is this fish. But as I read this passage, something else began to stick out to me this time. In another translation, it says that in verse 4, it said, at dawn. And right there, that stuck out to me, at dawn. Because dawn means the ending of night, meaning that all your concerns are probably going to be over for that night. I don't know if you've ever been somewhere in a hard situation and it's nighttime and sometimes it's the middle of the night and you go all the way through this whole night like your brains is being wrecked. You're probably scared to death and you can't wait until the morning. And the morning also means a new beginning. Now, I thought about that. It meant a new beginning. The dawn can mean a new era. And tonight, the dawn can mean a new life for some in this room tonight. Now, in Leviticus chapter 3, the Bible says that the mercies, that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. It says that his mercies never end. And then it says, every morning, let me see exactly what that says. Let me get it correct. It says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And as soon as I read that, do y'all remember that song we used to sing? It says, they are new every morning. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, I thought about that. These mercies are brand new every morning. And then I thought about how every morning it's guaranteed, before we even crack our eyes wide open, that there are brand new mercies that are sitting and waiting for us. And I picture those mercies just sitting there. And the thing is, it's like they're sitting there waiting for us to grab a hold of them, to begin to walk in the promises of God. You see, I thought about those fishermen on that boat. They're fishing all night, the Bible says. And these dudes were fishermen, so they knew what they were doing. But all night, they're struggling. They're toiling. They're working, trying to catch some fish. And they're coming up with nothing. Absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, the Bible says that Jesus, he was on the beach. And he stood far off, and he called out to them. He said, children, he says, do you have anything? And they were like, no. But then he called out to them again, and he said, listen, cast your net on the other side. And I'm going to tell you something. Pastor Carter, I'm going to use you. One time, I heard Pastor Carter speaking in this meeting, and he said that when Jesus told the disciples to cast their net on the other side, he said that Jesus told them that because he knew that he was going to send the fish. But when he said that, something began to happen to me. God said, Derek, what's more important than anything in this world is listening to him, being Jesus Christ. And I said, okay, God. For a second, I want you to picture something in your mind. I want you to picture this being the beach, this platform. This is a beach. And I'm on this beach. I got on my sandals, some nice shorts, probably linen, little t-shirt, and some shades. And where you sitting right now, I want you to consider that being that boat that those disciples were in. And I want you to consider where they was at, working all night long trying to catch some fish. And I thought about some of the people that might be in here tonight. Some of us have been working all our life trying to do something, trying to change something. And I thought, I said, man, we can work as hard as we think we can, as hard as all outdoors, and we still can't gain enough to cause our sins to be forgiven. There's nothing that we can accomplish in our own strength that would cause us to have a clean slate in the Lamb's book of life. Absolutely nothing. But I feel like God is speaking to some in this room, and he's saying, listen, you don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to pursue after those things that you're pursuing after because it's leaving you empty. He's saying, listen, I want you to know that there are brand new mercies for you. See, in verse 6, I believe, the Bible says that Peter, when John told him that was the Lord that was calling out to him, it says that he put on his tunic. And I want to suggest to you tonight that tunic was nothing but the mercies of God. He began to put that thing on him. He began to walk in that. And what happened is, I picture some of us coming to Christ like that tonight. Soon as he knew who it was, man, he put that thing on and he jumped off that boat. And the Bible said he was swimming to shore because he knew that it was Jesus. And you know, I picture Peter swimming so fast. What's that dude, the Olympic dude, the swimmer? Man, he ain't got nothing on Peter. Peter was out because he knew that everything that he ever longed for, everything that he would ever need, he knew that it was wrapped up in Jesus Christ. And today, I just want to suggest to you that very thing that you're looking for is the Son of God. It's the one who has brand new mercies for you. You know what mercies are? Mercies are when he knows all of our guilt. But yet, he don't give up the punishment that we deserve. Every last one of us in this room, we receive brand new mercies every day. When I woke up this morning, the mercies were sitting at the edge of my bed. You see, I don't know how you went to bed last night. I don't know the thoughts that was on your mind when you woke up this morning. But guess what? Irregardless of all that, the mercies of God were standing there. And he says, Derek, I'm here. All I need you to do is take this. You see, listen, I use this oftentimes, but if I had a $100 bill in my hand right now, and I said to everybody in this room, this $100 is yours. But guess what? If you don't come and get that $100 out of my hand, guess what? It's still a gift for you. It's still free. But it's still in my hand. It's not in your pocket because you ain't come take it. God is saying, listen, these mercies are never going to change because he said that his steadfast love, his steadfast, let me get that right. He says his steadfast love, that it never ceases. That means he will never stop pursuing after you. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you turn into. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you think. The love of God will always pursue after you. Just like he's doing tonight. You see, God means business because the plans that he has for you are awesome. And then the scripture says that his mercies never come to an end. You know, sometimes we can think that we crossed that line already. And I remember one time when I did. Excuse me. I thought I crossed the line. I wasn't going to commit suicide. I wasn't trying to kill myself. But I knew that death is what I deserved. And so I was satisfied with that. But the mercies of the Lord, they never end. It's never too late with God. You can't out-sin God. You can't outbeat his mercies. You can't even stop his love because it's never ceasing. I never saw nothing like that in my life. Listen, I remember the first time, and I wasn't even saved, but I think about it now, and I believe that this was the first time that I recognized the mercies of God towards me. My father had passed away, and I haven't seen him for a couple of years. He lived in another state. And, you know, I'm at the funeral, but I'm hard. I'm not crying. I'm not really feeling, you know, I'm not trying to feel it. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. But we went through the funeral when we got to the burial. Now, we get to the burial. They bury him. I'm still good. Now, you know, I'm walking off. All my cousins, everybody's crying and weeping, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So I get in the car, and while I'm in the car, you know, I'm looking at that grave site, and then I hear this voice says, now, you don't have to be the way you are. Because I was trying to mimic my father. I was trying to do those things that please him. So I was living my life being somebody else. But I heard the voice of God. I know it now as the voice of God that said, you don't have to be like that no more. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I grabbed a hold of that. I grabbed that. And I believe that that was the beginning of who God was about to make me out to be. Because the mercies of God is for you. It's for me. Tonight, that's what this whole thing was about. It was about nothing else but about the mercies of God and the love of God being extended to you. This is not a show. This is not a show, but it's simply the mercies of God. He's extending his arms to you. And tonight, if you're in this room, I'm telling you, God will never stop pursuing after you. He will never stop. He will never stop pursuing after you because he loves you. Now listen, I'm not going to talk you to death because there's many in this room, and I know that throughout this whole service, you've sensed the love of God in this place. You know it, you probably can't fully understand it. You don't understand all the Christianese stuff. But you know that God is speaking to you. Now, when we say that sometimes, you go, God is speaking to you. I remember when I was a brand new Christian and I didn't know that God can speak to me. And everybody around me was talking about, yeah, the Lord said, and God is speaking to me. And I got mad at God because I was like, yo, why all these people are hearing from you and I don't hear you? But that was the last time I ever said that. Because he spoke loud and clear. But many of you in this room, when I say that God has spoken to you tonight, I don't mean verbally. I mean in your heart. There is a witness in your heart that the things that you've heard and seen tonight is the truth. That is God. He's pulling you. He's pursuing after you. He's calling you because he has a plan for you. And tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to give you an opportunity to respond to God. You see, in my hopes and my prayer is this, that just like Peter did, the Bible says that as soon as he found out it was Jesus, man, he put that tunic on and he dove in the water. He was gone. I want you to respond like that when we give the invitation tonight. Because just like in the story, Jesus is waiting on the beach for you. And he must have been from down south because he had biscuits and fish. Think about it. I might jump out the boat and get in the water and swim for some fish and chips. I mean, even fish and chips. But the fish and biscuits. Praise God. Listen, can you stand to your feet with me? You know what I love about God oftentimes? Got to get right to the point. And I believe that God has spoken to some hearts in here tonight. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you an invitation. And the invitation is going to be this. I'm going to invite you to come up here to this place here. We call this an altar, right? But what we're going to do is as you respond to God, we're going to pray. And God is going to meet you. The mercies of God are going to encapsulate you. They're going to engulf you. Everything that you've ever done that was wrong, God, right there, if you're sincere in your heart, he'll wipe it all away. And guess what? He won't even remember it. That's the killer. Is that when we come to God, that's right, young lady. Praise God. Let me tell you something as you're walking up here, and not to put you on the scene. Keep coming. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because you're the Peter. You're Peter. Peter was the only one that jumped at that boat first. He was the only one that jumped at that boat. And God used Peter mightily. And guess what? So it's going to be with you. God is going to use you mightily. I'm telling you. Okay? You know that. And it's okay. Hallelujah. But listen, we're not going to let this young lady sit up here by herself. I know there's a bunch of Peters out here. Up there. Especially in the balcony. I know Peters, that's where you hide at. That's where I hear that. Come on, Peters. I'm going to ask the music ministry. They're already here. Bam. So she going to do what she do. But as they begin to worship, I want you to get out your seat. And listen, I want you to lean over to the person beside you and say, yo, you want these mercies? Because if you don't want them, I want them. Hallelujah. Listen, is there any here that for the first time that you responded in a place like this, like you want Jesus to live in your life? If that person is here, just put your hand up so that we can pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Could y'all come up here? I want to pray for y'all with this young lady here too, okay? Listen, I'm going to pray what we call a sinner's prayer. And what we're going to do is we're going to, alongside of them, escort them right in to the kingdom of God. So what I want to do is I'm going to ask them to repeat this prayer after me. But I want to assist them. I want to cover them. And what I want us to do is I want us to repeat with them to support them. Okay? And if there's anybody else here that you want this to be your prayer, you just repeat it. And here's what the Bible says, that if we confess these things out of our mouth, and if we believe them in our heart, that's it, then we shall be saved. So that's all I want you to know tonight, is once you say it, if you mean it out of your mouth while you're saying this, you shall be saved. Okay? All right. So I want everybody to speak with me. Say it again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm so thankful tonight that you extended your mercies to me one more time. And tonight, God, by faith, I don't fully understand, but I'm grabbing a hold of your mercies for my life and all of your promises for me. I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he died on that cross for all my wrongdoings. But he rose up on the third day, forgiving me of all of my sins, giving me a clean slate with you. Now I'm asking that you would help me to follow you. Help me to understand your word. And help me to know that every morning that there are mercies waiting for me. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would seal this decision that I'm making right now by your Holy Spirit. And I thank you that right now you live in my heart and you are the ruler of my life. And I am a Christian. Now here's what happy people do that belong to God. They praise God. So I want you to give God a loud shout. Can we do that? Hallelujah! 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 We give you glory. We give you honor. Jesus! Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, listen, I just want to pray for all the rest of you that responded. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I stand and I believe you with my brothers and sisters that are standing here tonight that responded to you. God, you know
exactly what they need. So I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would supply all of their need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I pray that you would meet them, God. Every morning, God, they would never forget it, God, that it would stick out like a sore thumb, that the mercies of God are waiting for them, God. And I thank you, God, because you said that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And not only that, you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means those thoughts that try to bring those things back to our remembrance, God, you take it all away because you don't even remember them no more. And I pray for my brothers and sisters that are here. I pray that you would give them a hunger and a thirst for your word. I pray that you would give them the desire to pray, God, to spend time with you, God, and to listen to you more than they talk to you, God. And I pray for all of these that are here that you would give them wisdom beyond their years, God. Use them, God, to cause the kingdom of God to advance. Make them mighty men and women of God. That is the testimony that we're watching right now as we stand here, God. And I pray, God, that you would give us all a greater measure of faith to believe you, God. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' holy, precious name. And the people of God, all in agreement, we said, hallelujah. Let's do it one more time, but loud. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name.